a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Pull it, pull it, pull it.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Live from the middle of America, in the middle of the freaking night. Welcome aboard. It's Tuesday night, and you're on board with the Midnight Rider. My name is Mike Chambers. How are you? Tuesday night, the 20th of November, 2007, just a couple of days away from Turkey Day. Gobble, 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 gobble. And I'm looking forward to it this year, as always. I'm going to get to see my sister, who I sometimes get to see about once a year, and maybe my other sister will pop in. I'm hoping that she will decide to make her way out here. And grandbaby number three I get to play with. And so I'm looking forward to spoiling her rotten, as always. And she's just so cute and so precious and so little. She's teeny tiny, and she's just about 2 months old, and growing like a weed, though. I mean, they're just like babies do, and, you know, every coo, every grin, every, you know, bit of gas you think is, hey, she's laughing, she's grinning at me. But she likes Grandpa. She'll sleep with Grandpa for a long time, and so I'm looking forward to that, and most definitely. And those events like Thanksgiving, Christmas, and whether you believe in Santa Claus or not is not any big deal. Or regardless of your religious persuasion, it's a time just to get together and be with folks. And I think it's a great time, and I hate the crass commercialism of the holidays. I just like getting together. Matter of fact, most of the gifts that I make every year, I'm repeatedly asked to remake. I make a thing called Mikey Mix, which is like a trail mix, and it's like just a bunch of everything in it. And I put them in these big containers, and I take them, and I hand them out, and everybody loves them. About November, I go, hey, you making Mikey Mix this year? Well, yes, as a matter of fact, I am. And they munch on it for months, and very, very cool. It's open lines tonight. Everybody's getting this turkey fever, and so getting people lined up has been tough. Tomorrow night on the show, we're going to do What Are You Thankful For? And let you talk about what you are thankful for. And we'll be looking forward to doing that show. And that and more. We're going to do Mouseketeer roll call here in just a minute, as we're in both chat rooms tonight, as we're back up and running. Full steam here in the Midnight Rider studio. Last night we had a computer go bye-bye, and we've managed to get everything back up and running, so that's a good thing. So Mouseketeer roll call in just a minute. If you want to join us on the telephone tonight, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. You're dialed into the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Ready to get into the meat of things. First order of business is Mouseketeer Roll Call here, as two chat rooms run nightly here on the Midnight Rider, and both of them great conversations going in them all the time. It's hard to keep up, and let's do the show. And so I try to bounce back and forth between both of them, and see what's up during the broadcast. But in the RBN chat room, which is at republicbroadcasting.org. Just click the chat link there, boom, and pick a name and a password, and you're in. We've got Catherine, Eyes Wide Open, Fresh, Jack Spratt, Chris, Little Cutie, Michael, OIA, Rob, and Rogue Dolphin are assembled in the RBN chat room. In the Midnight Rider chat room, we have Calvin, Dallister, Doug, Fatesweb, James, Eyes Wide Open is actually doing double duty in two chat rooms, believe it or not. Josh Kalma, Kisa Mogwai, Chris Lee Rogers, LG Man, Michael, Mike CTW, two damn many mics, Paul Chowder Revere, Rob Works, Smoking Gun, Super Dave, Sidetracked, and Zombie Bill Hicks. So a full house, a full contingent running and gunning, and just glad to be here. just glad to be here on a Tuesday night. And yeah, I too must confess, I'm getting the turkey fever. Just getting ready for the big day, just to sit around the table and talk and enjoy each other's company. Oh, on the Mikey Mix thing, one of the things that I do I make labels that say Mikey Mix, and I'll write something on there that somebody in the family has said that we find funny. That, you know, they might have said 20, 30 years ago that we still remember. And I write that on there, and people just think that's hilarious. And so, you know, it adds some person, you know, personalizes the gift a bit and that kind of stuff. And I enjoy making it, and it's easy to do. It's the Mikey Mix can get a little expensive, but you know, people like it and they ask for it every year. So that's what I make, and that's what I do. And so they, you know, they all come. They come for Christmas. They can count on the Mikey Mix. Yes, indeed. One for every family member. That's right. Unless, of course, they're like in a family unit themselves, like my sister and her kids. There's one for them. So, otherwise, I'd be making 30 or 40 of these bad boys. But to me, that's the cool thing. I mean, when somebody takes time to make you the gift, that's even more important than going out and buying it. And, you know, and I used to be more material about things years ago, and I'm becoming less so now. And I think part of that is in that process of waking up that, you know, just like, I don't care anymore. You know, I just want to be with folks, and be there and enjoy the conversation and the one-on-one and just enjoy the love and the good time. And plus, you know, food's going to be good. Mom's got the list of things that I want, and she will usually comply. And so that's a dandy thing as well. All right, like I said, it's open lines tonight. If you'd like to join us on the broadcast, you can do so. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. So feel more than free to dive right in and join us on the program tonight. Like I said, tomorrow night is going to be a What Are You Thankful For show, where we're just going to get together and just chat for a couple hours, find out what you're thankful about. We do have some things to be thankful about. I'll tell you what I'm thankful about tomorrow night. And so we'll get into all that. All right, Ron Paul. Let's see what we're doing money-wise. $8,862,472. And 64 cents. There was a call put out today by the campaign. A lot of people are gearing up for this December 16th thing with this Tea Party 07. And today, the fundraising director, Jonathan Bidlack, of the Ron Paul campaign, sent out an email to everybody on the Ron Paul list. And basically says, you know, I understand everybody's, you know, waiting to do this on this big day, but if we wait, we're not going to be able to make ad buys that we need to make now. And so what they're saying is if you can do this, donate now. And I know they've had a pretty big day today. A couple hundred thousand, I think, has been raised today. So the call is being put out to folks. Look, get the money in now if you can, and help them get the ad buys and things that they need. So far in October, they raised $2.8 million. But the campaign spent over $3.1 million. And I think they're trying to stay ahead of the game as we get into these early primaries and go on, so they can make the ad buys that they need to. I think in New Hampshire alone, they spent over $1 million. And I'm sure they're advertising in Iowa and the other key primaries that are going to be there. So if you can donate to the campaign, whatever you can give, please do. You know, and that's the sad thing about this. It boils down to how much money you got, and whether or not you can keep it raised. And I wish it weren't that way. I wish it was literally just about the ideas. And I think as a nation, we'd be so much better off where people just sit down and start talking and say, this is what I believe. None of these huge corporate donations. If individuals want to give, that's fine. Here's the limit. Away you go. And there's a lot of things we need to change. And that's just one piece of it. I mean, just making this where it's about corruption and graft to try to get somebody elected, in my mind, is just absolutely insane. All right. Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer today. I think you're going to find this cut interesting. Ron Paul on GQ's Man of the Year list.
In today's political ticker, Republican presidential candidate, he's a man of the year. That's what GQ magazine says about Republican Ron Paul. The magazine has picked the presidential candidate along with 37 others, GQ calling the Republican the dark horse of the year. Paul is the only presidential candidate to be on the magazine's list. Paul's campaign says the candidate is humble and honored.
So right there from the Situation Room, Ron Paul on the GQ Man of the Year list. Very cool. I'm telling you, this guy's breaking through. I mean, this guy is breaking through into the mainstream. We've got news here also from CNN. Ron Paul in fourth place for GOP nomination. This out of Arlington, Virginia. Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul's support is rising in New Hampshire. This is according to a CNN WMUR poll released on Monday. 10-term Texas congressman and one-time GOP long shot has surpassed former frontrunner Freddie Thompson, who is now in sixth place, to claim fourth place in the Republican presidential field with 8%. That's where Ron Paul's standing now. Congressman Paul's support in the Granite State has doubled since polling at 4% in September. The CNN WMUR poll also indicates that 56% of likely Republican voters surveyed were still undecided. By all metrics, Dr. Paul's support is rising exponentially. This is from Paul's campaign spokesman, Jesse Benton. From fundraising records and straw poll victories to landline telephone polling, Dr. Paul's message of freedom, peace, and prosperity is gaining ground in New Hampshire and nationwide. I guess it was released last week by CBS and the New York Times. This poll, Boston Globe University of New Hampshire and the Marist College Institute for Public Opinion, they all confirmed Dr. Paul's rising in the polls. So I think that's good news. Now on the other hand, Alex Jones commissioned a poll through Zogby. And it was a blind poll. Basically, they gave the bios of the individual candidates, and people, hands down, were siding with the bio associated with Ron Paul on all the issues, except for one little subsample that they had that had Rudy Giuliani winning. And you get the Zogby folks talking about how Giuliani leads amongst conservatives. When in fact, he's not really true. The work to suppress what Ron Paul is doing, it does continue. But the problem is his campaign is becoming a juggernaut. And when you've got over 60,000 volunteers, you get nearly 40,000 people. That donate in one day. Now, folks, that's not lunatic fringe people. That's regular everyday people that vote. I mean, you go to the website and just look at the names of the people and the places that they are. These are everyday, normal, run-of-the-mill people that just want their country back, that are tired of being lied to, tired of a government that's out of control, and they want to put it back, and they want to get us out of everybody else's mess. Back in a minute with more. You can join us at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280, or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Here on the Midnight Rider on this Tuesday night, the 20th of November, 2007. You know, we've got a lot of guys that are getting wounded in Iraq and Afghanistan. And when these guys signed up for the service, they got signing bonus. Signing bonus to, you know, entice them to come into the military and the like. And now some of these guys that are wounded that aren't able to fulfill their commitment, military is coming back to these folks and saying, we want some of that bonus back. And that's just absolutely sick. These guys go over there, they give their best, they come back wounded, they're not able to return to duty for whatever reason. And now they're being told, well, since you can't fulfill the commitment, we need some of that cash back. We got other suckers ready to sign up. And you know, the thing, the military used to be a great career. And I've talked to a lot of kids that, you know, thinking about the military. My first response to them is no, don't do it. And you start to explain to them why, and their mouths just drop wide open. And, you know, it's incredible because it was a great, great career. I mean, I've known a lot of good people who had a great career in the military. But now, I mean, they're barely getting these kids out of boot camp and sending them to like an abbreviated AIT type training. And they're shipping them to Iraq, telling them 15 months, baby, you're there. This is just a never-ending story that these guys have got to deal with. You've got people over there 3, 4, 5 times. It's sad. Literally, it's so sad that they come back and you can't leave that country and fight the battles that they're fighting against insurgents and not be moved. And not have, you know, your mind messed with, you know. I mean, they're firing at convoys. They're firing at cars. Because they're literally afraid that there's going to be a bomb jump out of it. And for good reason. And it's, you know, 15 months at a time of hell for these guys. And there's no end in sight in this thing. Congress won't defund the war. They won't tell them, look, we gave you, you know, the authority to go over and take him out. We didn't give you the authority to stay there for 4 years. You said mission was accomplished. Problem is we've torn up the country. And the only way to do right by the Iraqis, in my opinion, is for us to get the heck out of Dodge and give them money and say, look, rebuild your country. We're sorry for what we've caused. And do whatever we can to help them. Because we made the mess. And I'm not saying you don't stay there for honor. You say, look, we screwed this up, and the only people going to fix it are you. So we went in thinking we were going to be hailed as the liberators, when in fact they were told the exact opposite. They knew in advance that there would be a vast insurgency that would creep up, and that this would go on and on and on. It's a quagmire. It's Vietnam all over again. And now they're going to come back to these kids that have given all and say, we want our money back. Service you gave us was fine. We'll let you keep part of it. But give it back. Give the rest back. It's sick. And it just shows you widescreen that our soldiers and our military is nothing but pawns, cannon fodder, if you will. Just cannon fodder. Just go on out there. Henry Kissinger said it. They're like pawns. We use them as we want. And it's a terrible, sad, sad thing to, you know, see all these kids wounded and hurt. Over 60,000 divorces. That was the last figure I saw, and that was about 6 months old. You know, it's so sad to see. And for me, disagreeing with the war, now I'm siding with the terrorists. No, I don't side with the terrorists. Because there aren't any terrorists to begin with. Al-Qaeda is a fiction. Created by the CIA. And now, they're talking about creating a new group of Al-Qaeda-type fighters to go in and take out Al-Qaeda. That makes a whole heck of a lot of sense. Two wrongs don't make a right. I mean, we're just right back to this all over again. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, if you would like to join us here on the Midnight Rider. Oh. Aneurysm, I feel it coming on. Back in just a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swapped.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants in Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Elton John and Saturday Night is All Right for Phaeton. Yes, it is. Put up your dukes there. Let's go around. All right. 800-313-9443. And, you know, this whole thing with the military, it just, it's so freaking sad. I mean, you've got 120 kids that have come home from Iraq, and they're committing suicide, killing themselves.
Over 6,000 of them have killed themselves so far. 6,000. Got a death toll of about 4,000. That's what they'll admit to, of people who died in country. That's not the ones who died on the way to a hospital in a helicopter or anything like that. So we're looking at a minimum of 10,000 people dead. Dead American kids. Because of this war that's based on lies. Three lies, in fact. When the first one didn't sell, another one was cooked up. And I'm just amazed by it that, you know, here we have over 70% of the people in this country saying, get us out of there now. And we just continue. And nothing is being done to stop it. I mean, it's incredible just to sit and watch this happen and to watch this play out. To see people in so-called, in supposed leadership in this country just to sit and thumb their noses at the American people. It's maddening. It's insane. And the mere fact that we're sitting around, the American people aren't in the streets, the American people aren't screaming, saying, what in the world are you people doing? Oh, but that's right, I forgot. We're terrorists now. Because we disagree. Because after all, the government is America, is it not? George W. Bush is America. So everything that spews from the mouth of this fool is supposed to be lauded as great as great policy and great work that's being done, because it's a tough job, it's hard work over there. Got to fight them over there so we don't have to fight them over here. It's patently sad. It's patently wrong. I've never seen anything. I never expected in my life to see something like this, where nearly three quarters of the American people say it's time to leave. And we keep talking about how we're going to ramp it up. So an article briefly today where they want to add more special forces in Iraq to take out the insurgents. Well, the insurgents are Iraqis who want us out of there. So in the meantime, more of our kids have to die or come home messed up, and their lives fall apart, their relationships fall apart, their families fall apart, all because of what's been done to them and what they've witnessed. And we must not be, you know, they're thumbing their nose at us, and we're at the point where we have no representation in this country any longer. When we send Congress people back and tell them, look, this is what we want, this is what we demand, and they don't do it because they're all bought and paid for by this military-industrial complex that Dwight Eisenhower warned us about. In his farewell address, he said, hey, beware of the military-industrial complex. We've got part of the clip in the Midnight Rider intro that speaks specifically to that. Beware of the military-industrial complex and the power that it tries to gain and consume. Now, look, I'm not naive enough to sit and think, okay, it's not just Boeing, it's not just Lockheed that does this stuff. I mean, there's a whole group of people that just love this, that think it's great, think this is wonderful. Here's Ike his farewell address to the country. It's about 2 minutes long. Take a listen to it.
A vital element in keeping the peace is our military establishment. Our arms must be mighty, ready for instant action, so that no potential aggressor may be tempted to risk his own destruction. Our military organization today bears little relation to that known of any of my predecessors in peacetime, or indeed by the fighting men of World War II or Korea. Until the latest of our world conflicts, the United States had no armaments industry. American makers of plowshares could, with time and as required, make swords as well. But we can no longer risk emergency improvisation of national defense. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. Added to this, 3.5 million men and women are directly engaged in the defense establishment. We annually spend on military security alone more than the net income of all United States corporations. Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development, yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes.
Dwight David Eisenhower, on his way out of office, and of course we don't listen. You know, they said that those that fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it, and I submit to you that that is not meant for those in government. But it is meant for the individual. It's meant for you and I. Because we allow this to happen. It goes on and on and on. I mean, it's madness, sheer madness. And we keep doing the same things over and over and over and expecting a different result. And that, folks, is the definition of insanity. And I'm tired of doing insane things. I want to see our country restored to its former greatness. That the can-do attitude, as opposed to, well, I can't find my way around because I don't have GPS. People don't read anymore. They don't read books. Talking about having virtual teachers now so somebody can sit in front of a screen and be educated. There's no real quest for knowledge any longer. But, hey, if it ain't on TV, I don't need to know about it. But yet we're going to keep sending our kids over there. And one by one they die. Or one by one they're so battered, either physically or emotionally, they just cannot deal with it anymore. And they come back. Shells of human beings. I had a cousin who was in, he did two tours in Vietnam. And he never adjusted. And one day he took his life. War is an ugly, ugly thing. It's not anything to be ballyhooed or its greatness extolled, because there is no greatness in war. It's a mess. War benefits only those who fund it, and they fund both sides. Because in the end, you lose the intelligence and the creativity of these people and what they would have been, what they would have become, what their children would have been like, and what their children would have become. And we're being robbed of that. One soldier at a time. It's like all the abortions that have occurred in this country. 40 million babies dead. I don't care what your persuasion is, and it's you're killing a life, period, end of story. 40 million lives just extinguished for whatever reason. And we will condone it in our government, and yet nobody says anything about it. But if you do, well, you're an extremist. You're a religious zealot. How dare you? I have a right to my body. I can do whatever I want with my body. Ooh, including murder. Okay. That's dandy. But how long are we going to let our troops sit over there? Armor. Body armor that doesn't work. Humvees and vehicles that aren't armored. Kids were being told over there in Iraq that if they brought in their own Kevlar vests for their protection, that their parents were buying them, and they were injured or killed, they wouldn't receive any benefits from the military because they weren't using military-issued equipment. Yet the military-issued equipment was substandard or failed. And now they want money back. Sir, you couldn't fulfill it all. It's time we get a refund. What have we become? What have we allowed to occur with this? And I didn't mean to get off on this, but there's an article out by Mike Whitney that says possibly 15,000 of our kids are dead, minimum of 10. And I'm sure many, many more. Those that die en route to a hospital or in a hospital outside of Iraq. The numbers of kids that are coming back with no limbs. I mean, it's sad. And they're doing it for nothing. Yes, they feel like they're serving their country and they're following their orders, and I understand. And I salute them for what they're doing, because they believe what they're doing is right. But it's based on erroneous information. And I found myself here recently, when I would see a soldier, kind of think about, oh, man, you nasty old soldier over there in Iraq. And I got to think, well, hang on a minute, Mike. They didn't start it. It's not their fault. They're there doing a job. They don't want to be there any more than I would want to be there. And I had to check my attitude at the door, because the last thing I want to see is when this thing is over, eventually, hopefully it will be over eventually. Cheney says it's a 100-year war. Going to go on and on and on. Going to need more and more of your kids. Get them ready. Line them up. Have babies. That we're just going to keep sending them one after the other. And this troubles me. I mean, just we're going to keep sending them and sending them and sending them. And what do we lose in the process? I'm not going to talk about, I'm not talking politics, geopolitical status, or anything like that. None of that. I'm talking about the human cost, the human toll. And the fact that there's no people in the streets that are just madder than hell. And I'm not talking about getting code pink out there. I'm talking about every day. Moms and dads and people. That have realized this is enough. And it's time to do something about it. All right, we're going to grab a quick break. And we'll be back in just a minute with more. That's Psycho Dog Lily. She hears a noise. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. If you want to join us, 800-313-9443.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You refuse, I stand refused. You
Back here on the Midnight Rider here on Tuesday night. Glad you're with us. You know, I, after 9/11, you know, I didn't wake up until 2005. And I did with Hurricane Katrina. That was the event for me that finally just, you know, just said, that's it. And before that, you know, after 9/11, Patriot Act came along. And I knew it was unconstitutional. And I'm sitting there going, okay, you know, we've got to get these damn terrorists. Go ahead. And Patriot Act 2 comes along, and you're going, okay. And once you start down that road, folks, it's, you don't turn back. And I'm going to tell you, I feel in my mind great shame for, I feel great shame for not having woken up earlier, for not seeing things as they were. And I had the information presented right to me. I mean, I'm sitting here in Oklahoma City, the site of the Murrah Building bombing. I'm 15 minutes away from the place. And you knew things were up with that. And that didn't wake me up. 9/11 didn't wake me up because I'm just sound asleep and, ooh, terrified now. These damn terrorists coming to get us. And I feel guilty and I feel ashamed for not noticing this sooner. And I feel guilty and ashamed for not standing up sooner. And now, you know, I know one voice probably doesn't mean a lot. But my blind support of an administration just because they said things were so, because they create the reality, is something that has cost these kids their lives and their futures. And there were millions of Americans who supported it and said, sick 'em. We've got to get you some towel heads. Knock them all out. Yeah, buddy. Turn that place into a glass parking lot. Mm-hmm. And I'm just so ashamed. And I'm embarrassed that I didn't know, that I didn't wake up sooner. That maybe just one more voice added to the choir sooner might have made a difference, maybe not. But that I sat in there and patently supported it. And knowing now that I was completely wrong. Thank the Lord for second chances. And I'm late to the party, but by God, I'm here. And my mission is to fight for freedom and to bring those kids home. Back in just a minute with hour number two. This is the Midnight Rider. You want to join us on the show tonight, it's 800-313-9443. With recent